Hey, good morning. This past week, the Amud that we were learning was Daf Chof Ches in Maseches Pesachim, second Perek. I wanted to mention first in Shittas Reb Meir, which Mara starts off the last piece on Daf Chof Zayin, continuing on Daf Chof Ches, famous machlokes and the din of the mitzvah of Tashbisu to rid of one's chametz, machlokes in the Mishnah, hashpasos b'chol dover, according to the Chacham, according to Reb Meir, is dafka with Sreifa. And we saw the sugya that, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda, ein bir chametz el sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda shita. And he learns from Noisa. And the Gemara discusses what the limud is and what it's dependent on. Now, at first glance, it would seem to be that it's just a question of what's the specific way that he could be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu, right? Could you be mekayim it anyway, or are you limited to how to be mekayim it, dafka with sreifa? That would seem to be the whole issue, but you know, it's all the mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. It works all the same way. Just you know, technically, exactly how do you go about doing it? But we'll see that it's not necessarily so simple like that. There could be other nafkaminas. Right? Could be other nafkaminas with this that the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda argue how you do it, other things could be result from this. We saw, more mentioned before, the Mishnayos and Seif Maseches Tmura talk about the din of different things which are also by Noah, Nikborin and Nisrafin. Certain things are Nikborin, buried, and certain things are Nisrafin. Which means that, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah to bury anything, right? So I mean, it's mevuyah that the pshat is that, on the contrary, that when the Torah specifically makes a mention to burn something, so that's the din of nisrofim. These issues are not have to be burnt. Torah mentions by kilei kerem, tukareish, b'chul different sources that what should be done to this. Now the issues are not which the Torah doesn't say what to do with. So these Yisurei Hanoah, therefore, the halacha is their nikborin. Not because that's Mishnah talks about over there whether you could do other things. Shouldn't. But the din nikborin is not really because that's the halacha to do, but being that there is no specific other way, so you have to get it out of the way. That's really what you're doing, right? You're getting it out of the way by burying it, as opposed to if you burn it, then like we'll see in a minute, the ashes could still be around. That could be a problem. Now the Mishnah over there mentions that there's a difference as far as what the din of the afer is, the ashes. Mishnah says hanakborin is afrens also. And the Nisrofim is Afan Mutter. Those that have it in Sreifa, so once you burn it, so the Efer is Mutter Bano. Masha Enki and the Nikborin, those that are buried, which don't have a specific din to burn, so even if you were to burn it, it retains the Isra Hano. As the Mishnah says over there. Now the Torah says, based on this, so there'll be a nafkamina, what the din of the Eifer is, depending on the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Chacham, because it comes like this, that the Mishnah over there which says that Chometz HaPesach is from the Nisrachim, is according to Shittas Rav Yehuda, that's the Mishnah over there. And the din of Nisraf and Afrin Mutter will be according to Rabbi Yehuda, but according to the Chachamim, that the din of Chometz is really from the Nikborin, so then it'll have halacha that the Afrin is Osir. That's what the Torah says. Now there's a famous kasha that Rabbi Feger asks. On this tour, see if I can find it over here. Feger asked the kasha like this: that why is it that the din of Nisrof and Afrin's mutter? That those Yisurah know that the Torah says the din is to burn it. That after you burn it, the ash that's left is mutter b'hano. On that, Torah says over there in Temura, because it's nasis mitzvasan. Right? You find this halacha concerning in Kodshim a lot. And once it's nasis mitzvasan, so the what's supposed to be done is finished, and now the Isser goes off. Nasim mitzvosan, it's completed what was supposed to be done. So therefore, the halacha of Nisrofen, this that they become mutter because it's nasim mitzvosan. So Rav Feger asks as follows, that concerning chometz, it's all the same mitzvah. There's mitzvah of tashbisu. It's just a machlek is how exactly you go about being mekayim tashbisu. But you're being mekayim tashbisu. Meaning to say this, that other isur not mentioned before, the Torah doesn't tell you what to do. The Torah just says that it's also b'hano. So being that the Torah doesn't give you any directions what to do, so there's no mitzvah that should be in this kayim to make it nasa mitzvah. So you just, that's why it's nikborin, you're just getting it out of the way. But there's no nasis mitzvah, and so we're one to burn it. So the ashes would still be awesome. But concerning chometz, there's the same mitzvah you have according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have according to the Rabbanan, is a mitzvah of tashbisu. So by the same way that according to Yehuda, there's a nasis mitzvah, and that's what's going to make that the afer, the ashes, which remain afterwards, are mutter. So by the same token, according to the Rabbanan, it should follow also. So Feger says that he doesn't understand why that difference of what the din of the Eifer is should be dependent on the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Being that the reason why in general the Nisrofen is often mutter is because it's miskayim the din Sreifa. So over here too, right? I mean, the din Sreifa of Rabbi Yehuda is the Tashbisu. Mekayim Tashbisu b'tzreifa. So far, according to Rabbanan. However, you mekayim the Tashbisu according to Rabbanan should follow the same way. Therefore, according to this Rebbe Feger, I'm just bringing out the point that as we started, that we would have thought that there should not have been any difference between Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim. The whole nafminj is how you go about being mekayim this mitzvah. But any subsequent things which come, it shouldn't be any different because you have the mitzvah. Right, so that's why really the Svarach Yitzayna would have been over here, like Rabbi Feger is saying, that there should not be an afkamina as far as the dinner of the Eifer between the Yehuda and the Rabbanan, because they're both talking about the mitzvah of Tashbisu. And the same way you have that it's this kind of mitzvah, and since it's Nas and Sosan according to Rabbi Yehuda, so according to Rabbanan, it should be the same thing. There shouldn't be any afkamina. But the Torah does say, does understand that there's a difference, and we'll see. So this is one point where we see that there's could be a difference that comes out according to Yehuda and based on the their machlekes. And there's a second point. There's a famous piece from Chaim Brisker on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that there's a lav in the Torah by Rabbi Motzim, as you've seen in time. And the Rambam says that if someone were to leave over chometz, thereby being over the Isser by Rabbi Motzim, even though laven one generally receives malchus if it was done mezi v'asro, but over here he won't receive malchus. And the Rambam says the reason for that is because it's a lav shein b'maisa. One of the rules that the Gemara learns that in order to get malchus for being over a lav, it has to be done with a mice, with an action. A non-action, even though it's a lav, it's ain leikin olov. Rambam says, this is already a questionable thing, chinuch v'chulu, but the Rambam says that, but were one to be over with an action, were one to create chometz on Pesach, were someone to buy chometz on Pesach, so then he would be like it. So the Rambam is saying that the reason why one might not be like it is because lav shein b'maisa, and on that, Mefarshim ask on the Rambam that the Gemara Pesachim we'll see later on seems to say that one's not like it because it's a lav shein nitik le'esei. At Bayiroi Tashbisu, it's essay. And the Gemara also learns over there that one of the Gemara Makis, beginning over there in Third Perek, that a lav hanitik le'esei, which simply means a lav which is attached to an essay, that the essay is given together with a lav. It's given to fix it up. Example the Gemara talks about is, let's say, by noisa, right? The Torah says that loisa siru, you can't leave it over. And then the Pasuk says, but if it's left over, you have to burn it. You have to burn it. So if a person were to leave over noisar, even though it's a lav, but he wouldn't receive malchus because a lav hanitik le'esei, that it's attached to an essay, and the essay, the Gemara understands, was given to rectify what you did. Don't leave it over. If you did, so be mekayem this essay, and that's rectifying the lav, akoponim, to save him from the malchus. So the Gemara says, Mara seems to understand that the essay of Tashbisu is menatik the lav of Bal Yerotzeh, by Rabbi Masseh, and that's why one wouldn't get malchus. And the Rambam seems to say that no, the only reason why is because it's lav shein v'maisa, and therefore if you do it with a maisa, you will get malchus. It's a famous question that they ask on the Rambam. And Reb Chaim, in that piece over there, what he's coming to say is that there's another nafkamina which will come out of the Machlekes of Yehuda and the Rabbanon concerning whether it's a lav hanitik le'esei or not. Meaning to say that there's a Machlekes what the nature of this mitzvah is. What he wants to say over there is his plan is that Gemara which says that Tashbisu is an essay which is menatek to lav and therefore one won't get malchus is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rambam passes back to Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, Tashbisu is not an essay to be menatek lav. He calls it, it's just an Isser essay. That the Torah gives the Isser in two ways. The Torah says, lo yiroh, right? You're not allowed to have the chometz around. And the Torah says that make sure that it's not around, right? By tashbisu, right? But it's not a mitzvah's essay to go do something. It's just the way the Torah is giving the Isser, right? That's the halach, right? You know, similar to what we understood, we mentioned in past Lechorah, that the kima is not so much with the Maisa, but the tachlis of that din is not to have. Just like Torah says, Ba Yiro, you're not allowed to have. If you destroy it, you're not mekayim anything, right? You're just not allowed to have it. So too, that's the gather of the din of Tashbisu. So what Reb Chaim is saying over there is that there's a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon whether the mitzvah is b'sveifa or it's b'choldover. Meaning to say as follows, that if the mitzvah of Tashbis could be done anyway, then exactly how you do it is not important. Because I'm not really interested in what you're doing. Right? You just mean that you shouldn't have any chometz. However, if the mitzvah is to be done in a specific way, so then the tzura, the form of the tzivi over here, is a positive mitzvah's essay. that's what he's understanding. So the point that we're bringing out over here is that we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he learns from Sreifas Noiser, that it's not just, it's possible, it's not just that he's learning out exactly how to go away about this mitzvah, but the nature of the mitzvah is the same. The question is whether you have a lot of ways to do it or one specific way to be mekayim. But it could be, according to many mefarshim, that once Rabbi Yehuda learns from Noisar, so the whole mitzvah takes on a different surah, a different form. And today it's a different kind of mitzvah than you have according to the Rabbanan. And therefore, Reb Chaim is coming to say over there that according to the Rabbanan, it's not a lav mitzvah essay. Only according to Yehuda, as a result of learning from Noisar, so now the gather of Tashbisu is a mitzvah just like that of Noisar. And therefore, it's shaykh to dam with it as a lav hanitikla essay. Okay, so this is the first point that we wanted to mention over here. we just mentioned a ha'or according to this, which pertains to our Gemara itself. The Shagasai is kasha on the Gemara. When Rabbi Yehuda, the first limud that Rabbi Yehuda learned in our Gemara over here from Noisa was a kal v'chomer. Right, the Gemara over here on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Morsev had din noisi. Uma noisa she'eni b'vayirol b'yimotzi ton sreifo madoch noisa, which doesn't have this chomer, the stringency of b'yirol b'yimotzi. Right? If you know you have the chomer, the noiser after it was left over its past time, no one, you're not over b'yirol b'yimotzi. Nevertheless, the din is what you should do with it is with, it's specifically with sreifo. Is chomesh yesh and v'vayu b'al motzei le'kol shekin sheton sreifa. So he made a kal v'chomer by setting up the value system between chometz and noiser, and he showed how chometz is more chomer because chometz has isurim b'al yiro b'al yimotzei more so than noiser. So that tells us, therefore, that any stringencies that noiser have definitely should show up, should apply by chometz. And that's this kal v'chomer, that if noiser, which is kal, which is the light one compared to chometz, has it in sreifa, has to be destroyed specifically through sreifa, so definitely chometz should be like that. That was the kal v'chomer the Gemara made. And that the Gemara said that that's not a sound kal v'chomer, because what you're creating over here really has a cooler side. You're creating a cooler side. Matthew Morris says, Mara continues, Morris says, Omer loy, kol din sh'ata don, t'chilos l'hachmer, v'seif l'hokol, ein edin. Anytime one makes a kal v'chomer, which at the beginning, in the onset, he seems to be bringing on a chumrah, but if you follow through, and that in itself could bring about a kula, is not a sound kal v'chomer. You can only learn up something which is a definite chomer, but something which has a kula, attached to that, that's the contrary to the Kal V'Chomer. And Mara says that the cool that comes out over here is that once you tell me that you have to burn it, so okay, that's a chomer in telling me that you can't get rid of it other ways. You have to do it after like this. But the Gemara says, what happens if a person doesn't have the wherewithal to burn it? So now that you limited the mitzvah to that, so then he won't be able to be kind of mitzvah at all, right? Won't be in this kind. Whereas if you didn't learn up this and limit it to Sreifa, then the mitzvah could have been this kind. So the Gemara says that a kula comes out according to this, that by requiring specifically Sreifa, but in another instance, it'll be a kula. But he'll be polter, right? It won't be able to be in this kind over here. So that's what the Gemara says. That's why this is not a sound Kal V'Chomer. Because Kal V'Chomer only is it if you're learning up something which is a complete Chumra. But it's a Chumra which has a cooler side to it, and therefore you're making it more calm, that you can't learn. That's what the Gemara says over here. Now the Shagasari asks the Kasha, based on what we just said, that if it's true, according to the Tur, that the din, that there's a difference between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbanon, it's a din of it's not Nisrofim, so what we call Nikborim, right? And the din is that the Afron is Osir, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the din is Bisrefa. So it's Afron Mutter, the din of Nisrofim. So why didn't the Gemara could have asked that, right? When the Gemara wants to say that you're creating a kula over here, so the Gemara could have said that the cool that you're creating is once you burn it, what the halacha is. Now that you learned up from Loiser that the din is that it's bisreifa, so you're creating a kula because now that you burn it, the efer, the ashes, is mutter. Right, so based on that, right, that's what he asks this question. Right? Now of course this question is only if you're going with the assumption, like it says in the Tur, that they have different halachas, and the efer becomes mutter only because of the din sreifa. Not, but according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva understands that regardless, it's nasis mitzvosan. So then you wouldn't have this question. So that's just bringing the nafgamina that we just discussed into the sugya itself. That's the Shagas Ari's question on the Gemara itself. Right? The Sfas Emes, says an answer to that, why that would not be considered maybe not a kula. Rakhavan, just appreciate the question that, for the nafmin that we discussed, how it comes into the Gemara. This is a question that we have to ask on the Gemara itself, that if the Gemara is asking on Rabbi Yehuda, your limud is bringing about a kula, the Gemara could have said very simply that every time when you burn it, that's the kula, that now the Efer is mutter. Okay, it's just what we wanted to mention concerning the Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabban. A big, big question that's discussed at length in many Achronim.
It's much from the Gemara that the problem is that the mitzvah won't be in the sky. And that's the kula that the Gemara doesn't want. The fact that the foreign mutter, it doesn't sound like it's a terrible outcome.
Okay, why are we not so concerned about that?
It doesn't sound to me like the Gemara's problem is that there's going to be a kula of stam. The problem is there's not going to be a mitzvah, but it'll be Yeshua Batul, and there won't be a mitzvah of Tashbisus.
But isn't there a mashma that we're concerning about kula that's coming out? No? It's not that Gemara's stam asking that you're creating something that can't be. But the Gemara sounds like he's asking Koldun Shatadon. Sounds like it's a problem in Hilchas Kal V'Chomer, right? That's why when the Gemara continues on, it's not a Kal V'Chomer, and then we don't have that problem. It's not, right? What I'm saying?
It does say Kol Din Shatadon Tchilas V'Hachem Masev Tavka Enidin, but then it goes on to explain. When Motzei from the Surfei Yeshu Bat V'Atayi Matash Bisu Zerim B'Deim Chodav Hashati. It's mashma, but that's the reason why.
Right, but that's a reason by itself, or that's the kula. See, because I didn't say as the Gemara continues and the Gemara says, okay, fine, so we'll make a Mamatzino now. Right, so we had regained that problem. Right? You know, if it was an intrinsic problem, then we shouldn't be able to get over it. It sounds like it's only a Kavah Chomer problem. Right? Hilchas Kavah Chomer, you got it, you know, you have your Ka and your Chomer. Is that how you understood it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's see, we'll have to have some time over here. Let's start this piece of Gemara after the Mishnah over here, right? On the Mishnah, this is very fundamental. Psochim Yisurei Chometz. The Mishnah says halacha, and the truth is that the whole first Amud is not directly discussing the Mishnah. The whole first Amud is just bringing down different shittas, and based on that, the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha. The Gemara asks the question, Mani Mastis, and we're trying to find the Tanavar Mishnah, but the Gemara actually first gets around to completing that question all the way on the bottom of the Amud. By that time, you probably forget exactly even where we started from. But that's just the setup of the Gemara. Right? The Gemara, the Mishnah says, Halach, we'll see. And then the Gemara steps back, Gemara says, 1 second, from the Tanoim that we know of in the Braises, after we learn up all the Tanoim, we'll see that this Mishnah there doesn't seem to fit in with anyone. Right? That's what the Gemara is coming, the Gemara starts over here, and that's the Gemara on the bottom. But we want to focus right now on the Machlokes, in the Braises. Let's see the Braises. You see that three lines from the bottom of the Gemara de Sanya. Chometz ben lifnei v'zmane, ben l'achar zmane, over lov v'lav. The three periods of time that the Braises is talking about and discussing an Isser on Chometz. You have what the Gemara calls lifnei zmane. Now lifnei zmane means before Yom Tov, we call it starts. Yom Tov starts Leil Tezvov. So lifnei zmane would refer to what we've seen till now, Mishay Shoyis Lamaylo, that on Yudal Acholak, right, that din which tells that there's an Isser Chometz even from before here. That's more refers to as lifnei zmane. And La'achar zmane refers to after Yom Tov, after the Shivas Yom are over. What about Chometz will be referred to as Chomesh over Lov HaPesach. What's the din of is there an Isser on such Chometz? And then you have Teich Zmane, right, the din of Chometz during the Shivas Yomim of Chag HaPesach. Zot the Braise. The first time the Braise is Rabbi Yehuda, he says as follows, Chometz, Bein Lifnei Zmane, Bein La'ach HaZmane, over Lov Balav. That Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a lav, right, we'll see in the Pesukim, on the base, but these two zmanim, even not during the duration of Chag HaPesach itself, before, Mishay Shoyis Lamaila, and afterwards, Chomesh Ovel of HaPesach, that there's a lav. One is over a lav on the Chometz. Toich zmanoi, the Isser of Chometz during the Yom Tov of Pesach over Lov B'Lav a Chorus. There's a Lav, but it's even more Chomer that there's a Chorus. When the Pasuk talks about Chorus, it refers to this time, but it's limited to this time. There's Rebbe Yehuda. That's Rebbe Yehuda Sheet. Yes, according to so the Isser Chometz starts from Sheish Shoyis L'Maila, and it extends really as long as any Chometz which was of the Pesach, any Chometz which was in the Rishus of Yisrael, during Pesach, the Isser there'll be an Isser on that Chometz even after Pesach. Right? These two are the level of a lav. A lav. Now Chometz during Pesach, that the Chomer is upgraded in the Zechiv Chorus, more Chomer.
So here we're calling Lifnei Zman of Sheish Shoyis Aman.
Right. And that's before the Zman of Pesach itself comes in, right? Of Chag HaMatzis comes in, but not just first that night. So even though there's an Isser, but the stringency level of the Isser is not the same. During that part, Mishay Shoyis L'Maila, it's Balav, there's no chorus. The chorus first starts by night. That's the first sheet. That's the good sheet. Shimon Aimer, Chomis of Nez Man Lachaz Mane, Ein Olav, Biloy Klum. Shimon says that concerning these two, the before and the after Zmanim, Ein Oiver Olav, Biloy Klum. No, there's no lav, no lav at all. Ein Oiver, Biloy Klum, which at first glance would sound like he's saying that it's mutter, right? And we'll see that in a minute, whether it's actually mutter. But he's definitely saying that there's no lav. The sources that we'll see that Rabbi Yehuda has for a lav, the Raisa, Rabbi Shimon holds that they're not referring to these times. Teichzmanay over olav bekoros of olav. This much he agrees that teichzmanay over olav belav bekoros olav. Now this next line, right, we'll have to see the Gemara later on talk about. What is going on? Right, Rashi already alludes to the Gemara later on. Mishosh also bachila also bahano also l'tanakamu. Fine. Let's see. Rabbi Yosi Haglili Oyemem. Tom al atzmacha. Rabbi Yosi Haglili is the third sheet, and let's see where he's directing. What's he referring to? Tom al atzmacha. Hey chometz also bahano kol shivu. Rabbi Yosi Haglili, we had his shita before. He holds that he doesn't see where there's a source that chomet should be osur b'hano. Remember we had the sugi before. It's not necessarily so straight out that there's an isra hano. Shal in the Gemara, what the source of the isra hano comes from. Rabbi Yosi Haglili holds tom alas mecha he chomet osur b'hano kol shivu. He doesn't see where there should be a source for such a thing. Now, the Braisa continues as follows. Let's see. Zok the Gemara, Uminayin lo'ichol chometz m'shei shoyis l'mayel shu'o ever b'loi sasei. What will be the source of Yehuda Shita that m'shei shoyis l'mayel there's a lav? Where does lav come from? Shenemar loyseich ol of chometz divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that there's a lav of shnei zman. There's a lav. This pasuk over here, pasuk loyseich ol of chometz. That's, as we'll see, an extra pasuk in addition to the ikar iser chometz of toich zmanay. And Rabbi Yehuda says that pasuk is that lav is given for lifnei zmanay. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, Omalei Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon says to Rabbi Yehuda, he's the one who says that Lefnei Zmanai is the inner of Bevelei Klum. Right? He holds that there's no lav there. V'chi efshel loy ma'kein, v'aloy kfar nemar, loy seichel olav chometz, shivas yomim teichel olav ma'atzis. Rabbi Shimon says that how could one say that there's a lav Lefnei Zmanai? The pasuk over here, right, which is this is the pasuk that he's referring to. The pasuk, there's a hemshach in the pasuk. Loyseichel olav chometz, shivas yomim teichel olav matzis. That there's a hekish between the isa chometz and the din of achilas matzah. And therefore, he says that just like the mitzvah of matzah doesn't start only by night, not before that. So that would be a source to say that similarly that when the Torah says loyseichel olav chometz. The Seich of Chometz, the Isra of Achilas Chometz, also, this lav is similar to that of Matzah, which first starts by night. So that's what Rabbi Shimon is saying, is that how could you use this pasuk for Lefnei Zmanai? The continuation of that pasuk is Makish, the Isra of Achilas Chometz, to Matzah. And just like Matzah first starts at night, Chometz also, the lav first starts at night. And that's what he's saying. Came at time aloy mar loyseichel ol chometz b'shosh yeshin kum echol matzah yeshin mukhal b'val teichel chometz. This pasuk is coming to tell me that this man is similar to that of achilas matzah b'shosh yeshin kum echol matzah at a time that is a mitzvah to go eat matzah yeshin b'val teichel chometz. That's where the lav of eating chometz is. V'shosh ein kum echol matzah, and at a time where there's not yet a chiyuv to eat matz, which means before b'erev toichel, before night, misheishoyus l'mayla, ain't meval toichel chometz. So this is why Reb Shimon argues on Reb Yehuda. And that the Gemara follows up, and the Gemara says, it's my time to Reb Yehuda. So what is the basis of Reb Yehuda? Plosa kroi ksivi. Reb Yehuda holds that he's working with three psukim, right, for the three different zmanim that he discusses. The pasuk says, lo yeyachel chometz. Then the post is a previous post, b'chol machmetz lo yisei chelum. And our post over here, lo yisei chol olav chometz. Chad lefnei zmane, chad la'achah zmane, v'chad l'toich zmane. Now, we'll see yet as far as this question that Reb Shimon asked, that what do you do with the hekish? But the Gemara is setting us up that he has three psukim which are the basis for lavin in these three periods of time. Zotigma of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that then aren't three psukim available for this, right? Reb Shimon is going to hold that the additional two psukim that Reb Yehuda is learning, that therefore lefnei zman and l'achas zman are necessary for other dinim, and therefore we don't have any source that there should be a lav other than toich zman. Reb Shimon chad the toich zman that he agrees with. However, he holds v'chol machmetz says this pasuk is necessary for something else. V'chol machmetz says miboy lelechadisanyo for the halacha that it says in the braisa chometz. When the Torah asks chometz, ain li elishin is chametz me'elov. Machmez dover acher minayim. Tamalam kol machmetzes lo yiseichel. This braisa requires a pasuk for different types of chametz. There's a category that the braisa calls nischametz me'elov and nischametz machmez dover acher. The Rashi explains what this means. See, at first glance, it sounds like that whether there was an outside source caused it to become chametz or it in itself fermented. If you look in the Rashi, do I have it actually here?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm referring to the Tosfos.
Hochi Garcia. The first narrow line in the Rashi.
Yeah. Okay. I'm looking for.
Looks about. Something else.
Where's the Rashi about Minacher? You saw that? Shimmy, so that.
Oh,
the Tosfos. Ah, you're right. Excuse me, it's the Tosfos, right? Machmas dover acher. This is what we're looking for. Pirush rivo machmas dover acher. The lav minoy. Taideis or mikri chometz tfei mishin schametz me'elov. Yes, the Tosfos, being that Tosfos says that you find that, on the contrary, that if it's in schametz machmas sa'or, it means if you have already sour dough and it causes something else to become chometz, the Gemara in other places says that it's more of a reason to be considered chometz. So this Gemara over here, which is making a difference between machmas asm and machmas dover acher, therefore Tosfos says the difference of the Gemara over here means is machmas minoy or lav minoy. So these are the two categories that Mura is discussing over here. Akoponim, this braisa, this is what Mura is bringing. The braisa over here seems to have two categories of chometz. There's chometz me'elov and chometz machmas dover acher. And I need a pasuk to tell me that the iser chometz, ko machmetzes, any type of chometz is also, even if it's chometz machmas dover acher. That's what Reb Shimon holds, that this pasuk is not available to tell me olav other than Teich Zmanin. That's the first pasuk that Rav Shimon holds is necessary for other things. Therefore, it's not available to tell me a lav other than Teich Zmanin. And the Gemara says, Lo yochel chometz miboyle lechedesanya. This other pasuk. Right, this is the first pasuk the Gemara mentioned. Lo yochel chometz. That's necessary lechedesanya for another braisa. The braisa says as follows. Basically, Lo yom minayin lepesam tzayim she'en chimutzei noeg elo yom echad. Mordechai says that Pesach Mitzrayim, that year, the Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, they ate the Korban Pesach. Mordechai learns that the Issur Chometz over there was a different duration than the way we have, as the Pasuk mentioned, which is Noeg L'Doros. Over there, the Issur Chometz was only Yom Echad, only one day. That's what basically he's saying. The pasuk says lo yeyachel chametz, and the next words of the pasuk, next pasuk says hayom atem yoytzim. So there's a drasha of smuchin, which tells us that the lo yeyachel chametz is limited to hayom, as if the pasuk would say lo yeyachel chametz hayom, referring to Pesach Mitzrayim. So therefore, Rav Shimon is saying that this is what the Torah says, the Lo Yochel Chometz was in order to be put it close to the Hayyim to tell me the din of Pesach Mitzrayim. But it's not, wasn't given as an additional lav that we could learn out to Lifnei Zmanu, Lacher Zmanu. So we were holding right now is that the Gemara mentioned that Yehuda has three psukim. And they're available for giving a lav on Achilas Chometz. They have to be talking about a different tongue, otherwise I wouldn't need three psukim for it. So that's where he has the three Zmanim, Toich Zmanai, right? Everyone agrees to that. Then you have even Lefnei Zmanai and La'achar Zmanai. Reb Shimon holds that two of these three psukim are necessary for other things. Tell me the din of Nischames Machmat Zavar Acher, tell me the din of Yim Echad of Pesach Mitzrayim. Therefore, we don't have any extra psukim to tell us that there's an iser, a lav of matzah other than Teich Zmanin. Now the Gemara comes back. I think Gemara does Saharis of Yehuda know these dinim that Reb Shimon is using his psukim for these other halachas. Gemara says Reb Yehuda machmas davar acher minole. On that he says with the after achmona beloshen machmetzes. Reb Yehuda doesn't could learn both things. That the mere fact that the Torah uses a lashon of machmetzes, that in itself would be sufficient to tell me that nischames machmas davar acher is included in the isur chometz, and from the fact that pasuk says kol machmetzes, that's coming to me marba another time, another zman reisus. So Yehuda is learning two things from this pasuk. Right? He holds that you can learn two things from this pasuk because there's two extra parts in this pasuk.
It could have said kol chometz
eschil. Yeah. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Haglili minole. Okay, but has you know the second din that Pesach Mitzrayim is limited just to one day. You need that pasul of chometz hayoyim. So on that Gemara says like this. One of two possibilities. Iba yisema midas somach lehayoyim. That he holds that again that you really could learn both things. Whereas you have two aspects. You have the smichus and then you have the ikur lav. So from the fact that there's a smichus, that's where you learn the din of Yom Echad, and then you have the actual pasuk itself that could tell me the additional zman of iser. So what we have over here. In both of these things, in the drasha over here, that we have the right to take two things out of these drashas. There's two aspects to this drasha over here. Is the drasha used up just by one thing, or we have the right to say that? Well, mitzad this, he could have said something different. So I see a second gitu. Mora says iboy yisaimo smuchen leidorish, and Rashi explains that. He he won't hold of this of smuchin at all, to use it up, and therefore he won't hold of the halacha at all. So maybe he taka argues. According to this, he'll taka argue on a base aglili, and he holds that Pesach Mitzrayim was not limited to Issa Chometz to one day, and nechanami. Right? So if you don't have this smichas to make the drasha, then you have this pasuk over here, Vayochel Chometz, which is coming to tell you additional zman. Now the Gemara continues, coming back to what we originally started with, the hekish. This is how the Braisa started. We learned that from this pasuk. This is an additional pasuk. Like the more explained, that this is what we saw before, that Reb Shimon asks that there's a hekish between Achilas Matzah and the Isser of Achilas Chometz. And the hekish is limiting the Isser of Achilas Chometz to the Zman that there's a Chiv to Imatzah, which is first by night. That's what the Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk tells me that you don't have this Isser of Achilas Chometz before. On that thing, Mar says, Yehuda Shaper Ka'omale Reb Shimon. Mar asks, Yehuda, what does he do? Shaper Ka'omale Reb Shimon. Shimon say has a good taina. There's a hekish over here. What does he do with the hekish? On that thing, Mar says, Yehuda Malach, Ahu Lekoyve Choyve Afilu Bizman HaZehuda also. Rashi explains that he learns that the hekish is not coming to learn. The pasuk is relating these two dinim. There's a mitzvah of achilas matzah on the one hand, and there's an isra of achilas chometz. And the hekish is saying that they're similar. But what's coming to teach us about what? So Reb Shimon understood that the mitzvah of achilas matzah is coming to teach us and to limit the din of chometz is only starts at the time of achilas matzah, which is by night. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the hekish is on the contrary, coming to tell me otherwise. That the pasuk is coming to say, "L'koy v'choyva afilu bizman hazeh." The mitzvah of achilas matzah applies even bizman hazeh. And Rashi explains the reason for that is that why would I think bizman hazeh is no mitzvah achilas matzah? The reason for that is because the pasuk tells us al matzis umarim yechluhu, referring to the korban pesach. The pasuk says that matzah and mor is eaten together with the korban pesach. So that will be a source to say that the mitzvah of matzah is only when there's mitzvah of achilas korban pesach. With matzah, we have no korban, so no mitzvah of matzah. Now as a matter of fact, I mean that's the basis that mor b'zman hazeh is Rabbanan. The reason for that is because the mitzvah of Achilas Mor is said in that pasuk, which is together with Achilas Korban Pesach. We don't have in Korban Pesach, so we don't have a mitzvah deraisa of Achilas Mor b'zman hazeh. Now, on that thing, we're saying that I would have thought similarly for matzah. So that's the pasuk. That's what this pasuk is coming to tell me. The Isra Chometz is not related to Pesach. That's why it's simple to us. That achilas matzah, I'm sorry, that the iser of chometz is not dependent on korban pesach. That's why bizman hazeh definitely there would regardless have been an iser achilas chometz. So on that the pasuk is putting the two together, the iser achilas chometz and matzah to tell me that bizman hazeh there's also a mitzvah of achilas matzah, just like that there is an iser of achilas chometz. So let's hear that again. Rabbi Yehuda is learning from the pasuk Loisoichel of Chometz. This is an additional pasuk which is telling me an additional zman of the Isser. And that thing, Rav Shimon's question was that this pasuk is a hekish, and the pasuk the Torah is comparing the din of achilas matzah and the Isser of achilas Chometz, which according to Rav Shimon he understands that that's coming to limit the Isser. the isra of chametz is only at it only starts at a tamez mitzvah to eat matzah. And that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that no, that's not what the pasuk is coming to. The hekesh is on the contrary. The hekesh is coming to tell me something new about the din of mitzvahs matzah. And the pasuk is coming to tell me that the mitzvah of achilas matzah applies even if there's no korban pesach, similar to that of the isra achilas chametz. That's the more meaning. Ha'hulu koyve choyve afilu b'zman hazeh. That it is a chiyuv to eat matzah afilu b'zman hazeh. On that, the Gemara says, Reb Shimon, v'koyve choyve minoli, nafim b'lev toichlu. On that, Reb Shimon says, well, I don't need that pasuk for that, because there's a pasuk of b'erev toichlu matzahs. This pasuk is not in conjunction with achilas korban pesach at all. Right? This is a mitzvah by itself. So there's no reason to think that b'zman hazeh, this shouldn't apply. And that Gemara says, "If Yehuda may boy lay letomei v'shahayb derech echayka." And that Rabbi Yehuda says, "Well, that true that that pasuk of Be'erev Toich Lumatz is coming. I'm sorry to give a chiv of a chilas matzah, which is non-dependent on Korban Pesach, but that's not going to be used for dirdus. That's for tomei v'shahayb derech echayka." Right? The pesukim tell us. As someone who's Tomei, therefore couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. Or he was Derech HaChayka, and therefore he didn't bring. The rest of Klal Yisrael brought the Korban Pesach that year. These are Yechidim that that were parted from the Korban. So over here, the Sakat Ayat HaChamin is Atimor HaHoyl V'Pesach Lo Yeyochel Matzu Mor Nam Eloi Nechol Kamash Malon. I would have thought that since they're not eating the Korban Pesach, so too matzah or mor, they don't they're not mechuyev. Kamash malon that they are. Now let's hear right over here at this point. The Gemara is telling us we have a question. Bo'erev toichlu matzahs. Bo'erev toichlu matzahs is a chiyev achilas matzah that's non-related to Korban Pesach. And therefore, this pasuk will tell us that even though someone is not eating Korban Pesach, nevertheless, he has to eat matzah. Now, as machlekes, Reb Yehuda and Shimon, what this pasuk is referring to. Reb Shimon says that this is the source for Ladairus, when the Beis HaMikdash won't be standing, and we won't be able to bring the Korban, nevertheless, we have a mitzvah of achilas matzah. And Rabbi Yehuda says that posik I need for something else. I need the posik of Lo Yisoichel of Chometz. Shavasim, the Hekish, that's the posik which can tell me the din of Bizman Hazeh. The posik of Erev Toichel Matzis, I need that for Tomei and Derech Rechayka. So we have to ask ourselves over here that, you know, why do we need two psukim for this? Right? I mean, they both seem to be the same question. We have a person who is not eating Korban Pesach, and the question is there a separate chiyuv of achilas matzah, which is not related to Korban Pesach? So why should you need two psukim for this? Shlomo, what did you say? You had the question. What?
Perhaps something to do with that Pesach Sheni, that he's going to have to bring the korban anyhow. So you'd think it's chiyuv zen, right? As compared to nowadays.
Zen said that you don't have korban by Pesach Sheni. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good forum. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that's a question in the Gemara here that has to be explained. That you see over here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need two psukim. Now the Gemara continues. Let's just finish off this piece of Gemara over here. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Reb Shimon tomei v'shahayu b'derech echayka la'itzrich kro." Why not? And also, now he's not saying that, you know, like we're asking, it's all the same thing. He relates that to something else. right? And they have to make the cheshbonos over here, right? What's similar to what? Rav Shimon Tomish of Derech Chaykal is Zichro. The Gemara is saying that according to Rav Shimon, Bo'erev Toichlu Matzis, he holds is the pasuk which tells us that Bizman Hazeh, there's a chiv of achilas matzah, and that's why he holds that the hekesh of the previous pasuk should limit achilas the din of achilas chometz, the isur achilas chometz. Right? You're telling me that you need this pasuk over here for something else. So on that he says, but it's legor me orel ubenechar the chsiv v'chol orel lo yoichal boy. The pasuk tells us that there's certain people that are not allowed to eat korban pesach. On Orel, Benecho, the Pasuk says, the Gemara tells us there's a diuk over there. Chol Orel Yechel Boy, Boy Hu En Yechel, Aval Yechel Hu, Bematzo Uvemoro. So Shimon is saying that I don't need to use this Pasuk for Derech HaChayka, because that I can know from Orel. And therefore, this Pasuk is available to be used to tell me the din of Bizman Hazeh, and being that's so the hekesh, therefore, right, we'll talk about the din, limited the din of Isser Achilas Chometz. And that thing Morris says, Rabbi Yehuda, Ksiv Bahai, Hu Ksiv Bahai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that there's a separate pasuk for each one. That's what Morris tells us. Okay, so let's just mention one important point, over here, before we end over here, is what Tosfos makes the point. Let's just see the first line in the Tosfos over here, as far as Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon, in the Braisa, says, "Lefnei zman lachas mana eini over all of b'loy klum." There's no Isser, and the Gemara shows us how he doesn't have the sources that Reb Yehuda has. Zok Tosfos, Reb Shimon Omer Chomos, "Lefnei zman lachas mana eini over all b'loy klum." Nire, Taisva says, "Rab Shimon nihi dein oivel of belav, the chometz lifnezmanai." True that he's not over the lav of achilas chometz lifnezmanai. However, moedahu da aser ba'achilim sheishoyis lomaylam. Taisva says that this brings a rife more before that it's hard to say that Rab Shimon holds that it's mutter. The Gemara. Right. The Rai is a little complicated. You see on the side, they tell you the Rosh. You have to put a few things together to have the full Rai of Tosfos. But Tosfos has a Gemara, that the Gemara would seem to imply that even according to Shimon, it's Osir. So when the Gemara over here says that Bevaloi Klum, Gemara just means to say that he doesn't have a Lav. The Lav that Rabbi Yehuda has, he doesn't have. However, as far as whether it's Mutter or not, definitely even Rabbi Shimon is an important thing. That even Kuntav Shimon, Chomet Avad is also to eat Mishay Shoyz Lamailu. And Tosis explains, let's just see over here, but where does it come from? Right? He has sources to say that it can't be Rav Shimon is Matarit. But where does it come from? So if you follow Tosis down a few lines, the line which starts with the word Achashesh, you see that? A few lines down in the Tosis, Tosis, Venir de Nafkalei, Mitashbisu umeach cholak. That he learns from the pasuk of Tashbisu and ach cholak, right, which tells you this man, umash matashbisu shlok dechano, dehainu achilum. The pasuk says Tashbisu, so that's definitely the pasuk tells us, right, ach bayam harishin Tashbisu so'or. So the Torah is telling you Tashbisu at this point of time. Now, being that Rav Shimon doesn't have a lav for Koyim Zmanai, so would that mean that, okay, gotta get rid of the chametz? Okay, fine, so could I eat it? Could I get rid of it by eating it? So on that, Tosfos is saying that the Torah told you, said a lashon Tashbisu, that's mashma shaloi kedechana osa, dehainu achilum. The way the Torah is saying Tashbisu, that implies that the Torah wants you to get rid of it, not in a way of achilum. So that's the implication that there's an Isra Achil on Chomets B'Shei Shoshul Ma'ala from the Pasuk of Tashbisu. But that's all you have. But according to Matthias, it says that it'll be Mutter B'Hano. So Olav, like Rabbi Yehuda has, they're not going to have. an Isser Achila he'll have, and being that the whole Isser Achila only comes from the Mashmois of Tashbisu, so even though Teich Zmana could be that there's an Isser Hano, but Koidim Zmana there won't be an Isser. I guess it comes out of this Tosis. Okay, it's important to remember that Tosis says that even according to Shimon Kuli Yamal, there's definitely an Isser Daraisa on Achilas Chometz, Mishay Shores Lamadim.